This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharga with news. The headlines first. Death toll from recent rain-induced disasters reaches 161 across Nepal. 50 people still go missing in calamities. Search and rescue operations continue. Floods and landslides damage 26 hydropower projects. All party leaders pledge to send all efforts on rescue, relief and rehabilitation works unitedly during time of crisis. And Israel says it killed another key Hezbollah figure as Iran vows revenge for Nasrallah's death. Now the news in detail. The number of people killed due to incessant rain-induced disasters, including floods and landslides, has reached 161 across the country. Similarly, 50 people have still gone missing, while 100 persons are reportedly injured in the recent catastrophes. According to Rishiram Tiwari, spokesperson at the Ministry of Home Affairs, categorically, 38 deaths were recorded in Dhading district, 22 in Lalitpur, 16 in Kathmandu, 29 in Kabre, 7 in Makwanpur, 6 in Sindhupalchok, and 5 people each in Solukhumbu, Pasthar, and Bhaktapur districts. Similarly, 3 casualties were reported from Dolukha, 2 is from Sindhuli, Dhanakota, Chapa, Ramichap, and Mahotari, and 1 is from Udaipur, Ilam, Saptari, and Nuwakot districts. Similarly, a total of 9,983 security personnel were mobilized for search and rescue operations in the disaster-hit areas, while 3,662 people were rescued so far. Meanwhile, landslides and floods induced by incessant rain in the past 2 days damaged various 26 hydropower projects across the country. Energy Minister Deepak Khadka confirmed in a press meet in Simhad Darbar this evening. According to the Independent Power Producers Association of Nepal, EPAN, floods inflicted damages on powerhouses, transmission lines and other structures. The details of the losses are reportedly being collected. The leaders of the political parties have pledged to collaborate on relief, rescue and rehabilitation efforts as the country faces unprecedented disasters caused by the heavy rainfall. During an all-party meeting convened by Acting Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh in Simhad Darbar today, leaders committed to putting aside their ideological differences to respond effectively to the crisis. Government spokesperson and communication minister Prithvi Subbagurung announced that the meeting agreed to mobilize resources for rescuing stranded travelers on highways, reopening blocked roads and restoring essential services in collaboration with all state bodies. Likewise, the all-party meeting also resolved to coordinate with the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority to provide shelter for those who have lost their homes due to the disasters. The meeting also urged the health ministry, hospitals and the healthcare facilities to remain vigilant and prepared to address any potential health emergencies arising from the current situation. The Nepali Congress has drawn the government's attention towards an urgency to intensify search operation for those who have gone missing in monsoon-induced disasters. A meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Work Execution Committee held today demanded the government ensure free treatment to those injured in the disasters. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress federal lawmakers have pledged to provide 15 days' salary for relief operation for the victims of natural calamities. The Nepali Congress parliamentary party meeting held today expressed sorrow over the loss of lives and properties due to landslides, floods and inundation caused by torrential rains in different districts. It has been said that the meeting decided to provide the financial support through the government. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has requested the airlines companies to sell air tickets at a discounted price or at the same rate as before. The airline companies were heavily criticized by the public when they charged higher fare than before without any genuine reason. Taking to social media today, Prime Minister Oli, who is in the U.S. to participate in the 79th UN General Assembly sought cooperation from all to face recent natural disasters. Prime Minister Woo also informed that the Minister of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has made a special decision for air passengers and rescue flights. CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has called for unity in responding to the disaster in the wake of incessant rains occurred for the past few days. Issuing a press statement today, Chairman Dahal urged the government to take immediate actions to combat the dire situation. He further asked to intensify the reconstruction bids as roads, power supplies were disrupted by the landslides and floods ahead of major festivals. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development is to collect details of agricultural losses from recent monsoon-induced disasters with additional strategies to address the situation. During an emergency meeting held today at the Ministry, Agriculture Minister Ramnath Adhikari demanded the prompt collection of the details of losses in the agricultural sector. This news comes to you from Didinpal at Sampras Shortback.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओइ मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The domestic air service has resumed from Tiruvan International Airport as well as 8 other airports in the country following the improvements in the weather. According to General Manager of Tiruvan International Airport, Jagannath Nirola, flights using the instrument flight roll system have been permitted for until 10 p.m. tonight. More than 400 flights were cancelled on Friday and Saturday due to bad weather. The Tiruvan International Airport sees around 150 to 160 daily flights. A group of 94 Israeli trekkers, including 34 with the disabilities, successfully completed an inspiring trek around Mount Annapurna. The team included 12 trekkers, assisted by wheelchair, 22 physically challenged explorers, and remaining supporting strap trekkers who embarked on the journey on the 18th of September and successfully concluded the trek on September 26th. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel says it has killed another key Hezbollah official a day after announcing the death of leader Hassan Nasrallah. The BBC has hired the Israeli Defense Forces as saying it killed 20 other Hezbollah leaders of varying ranks when they killed Hassan Nasrallah at the group's headquarters on Friday. The military added that airstrikes in Lebanon on Saturday killed Nabil Kouak, a member of the Central Council. Hezbollah has also confirmed the death of Ali Karaki, the commander of the group's southern front. Earlier on Sunday, Israel said it hit dozen more Hezbollah targets overnight. Meanwhile, Lebanese media said at least 15 people were killed. Israel has added that it has carried out a new strike on Dania, which is Hezbollah's stronghold in southern Beirut. Torrential rain from Storm Helene has ravaged parts of North Carolina and Tennessee, the latest southeastern U.S. states to suffer in a disaster that has killed at least 63 people. The BBC has cited U.S. partner CBS News as saying in the North Carolina that mountain city of Asheville was largely cut off by the flooding on Saturday. More than 400 roads remain closed in the state where 10 people have died. State Governor Roy Cooper said supplies are being airlifted to residents. The storm began as hurricane, the most powerful on record to hit Florida's Big Bend and moved north in Georgia and the Carolinas after making landfall overnight on Thursday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kusi province and at one or two places of hilly region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Death toll from recent rain-induced disasters reaches 161 across Nepal. 50 people still go missing in calamities. Search and rescue operations continue. Floods and landslides damage 26 hydropower projects. All party leaders pledge to center all efforts on rescue, relief and rehabilitation works unitedly during time of crisis. And Israel says it killed another Hezbollah figure as Iran vows revenge for Nasrallah death. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.